الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أدع إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعدة الحسنة صدق الله العظيم وصدق اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی created all different kinds of creation and himself raised the ranks of one creation over the other creation countless creation وما يعلم جنود ربك الا هو that no one knows the fully the forces or the creation in the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We only know a very few of them. We know animals of this earth, angels, the jinn and human being. Our knowledge is very limited. But there are other creations which we do not have the knowledge of. Animals, as you know, they also glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no living creature and plant which do not recognize and is not aware of its creator. Whenever it is asked, it is fully aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and it is not only aware of it, but it also worships constantly. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. There is nothing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which does not glorify and does not do the tasbih. وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But you do not understand and you cannot comprehend its form and a way of worship. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything in heaven and earth praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not need does not need worship or any kind of praise. The human being has superiority over some other creations like animals, jinnat, and if they fulfill the function of their existence, which is the worship and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they even supersede angels as well in ranks. Normal angels. In angels, there are also different categories. Some are normal angels. So if a normal person is worshipping a common human being, if he is obedient or she is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfills her duty, his duty, this person is superior than a normal angel. But in angels as well, there are different ranks as well. Like Jibreel alayhi salam is messenger as well. Wo rasool bhi hain. Allah yastati min al malaika ki rusulan wa min al nas. Allah chooses messengers from human being and from angels as well. To hum mein se koi bhi Jibreel se وہ افضل نہیں ہو سکتا کہ وہ رسول ہے. From the point of that he is a messenger as well. ہاں جو انسانوں کے میں جو رسول ہیں, the messengers and the رسول and the prophets amongst human beings, they are superior than the messengers from amongst angels. تو جو عام لوگ ہیں, common people, provided they fulfill and live their life according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be superior to other angels as well, common angels. Similarly, jinnat, they also are creation. So, as I have clarified, that other creation also worships and is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but why is it that the messengers and rasools are superior creation and they hold a very high rank and esteem and honor in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Basically, they do not only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they also come messengers for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the human being and their welfare. So even amongst the human beings, those are most honorable and most superior in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who resembles the prophets and anbiya and rasools, that they do not only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not only praying and living a godly life themselves, but are also serving others as well, in the sense that they preach the message of God. So be very clear about this, that even the being the best of amongst the communities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kuntum khayra ummat ukhrijat lin nas. In that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the best amongst the communities, khayra ummat. Ta'maruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna lil munkar. You enjoin good and forbid evil. Imagine that. Wa tu'minuna billah, and you believe on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So can you imagine that the real nearness and closeness to Allah and becoming back to khayr in the sight of Allah is not any other quality is not mentioned here. Not prayer is mentioned, not zikr is mentioned. Because that is for personal progress, spiritual progress. And similarly, a person eats and feeds himself. If he feeds and spiritually himself, he is fulfilling his own want and own need. He will be classed generous and more superior when he will also feed other people, when he will feed the poor people, when they will give the destitute and the deprived, jo mahroom log hain, unko bhi jab apna rizq jo hai, wo dega, aur khud apne par qurbani karega, and will sacrifice his own time and wealth, and will serve other people, feed other people, fulfill their wants and need of the needy, phir usko darja, then his tank will be ready. If he is fulfilling, well then animals and other angels, they also fulfill their own needs and wants. Wo bhi zikr karte rahe. Angels rizq ke zikr to wo zikr karte hain. Janwaron ko Allah paak rizq dete hain, but they also do tasbih. They also are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. To Allah ka jo qurb chahta hai banda, jo Allah ke qurb chahta hai, he wants nearness and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and intimacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wants to be better in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not have to only fulfill his own spiritual and physical needs, but have to offer and fulfill and try to fulfill the spiritual and physical needs of other people as well. There is the difference between angel and you then. And with animal and you. Animal to apne kar rahe hain. And it does not only include feeding your immediate family and fulfilling their needs, but even people who you do not know, but they are from humanity. اپنے بچوں کو اپنی بیوی اور اون پارٹنر تو جانور بھی پالتے ہیں دے آلسو ورک اینڈ دے آلسو دی اینیملز فیڈ دیئر اون چلڈرن لیکن وہ دے ڈونٹ نیور فیڈ ان دیٹ جنگل دیر از اے پور کاؤ لیونگ اینڈ دا ون کاؤ گوز وتھ سم فوڈ ٹو دی ادر جنگل ٹو فیڈ اٹ یہ نہیں ہوتا وہاں فرق ہے بیکاز دے ہیو لمیٹڈ فری ول اینڈ دے ہیو لمیٹیشن آن دیم اینجل جو ہیں دے اونلی ڈو وٹ ایور اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ٹیلز دیم ٹو ڈو دیٹس آل سو اف دے آر سرونگ اینی ہیومن دے آر جسٹ فالوئنگ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ This is the path. And they do not have the urge, the desire. Any desire does not kindle in their souls or hearts, which can take them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what I am trying to say to you is very clearly that there are two paths of Islam. One is to learn, practice, and fulfill your, firstly your own function, and then to similarly offer all those things to other people and extend them to other people and humanity, then you are living a life more like the Prophet. Otherwise, you will get closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get sawab from dhikr, but there will be a heaven and earth difference between your nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the person who is also serving and preaching other people. تو دونوں چیزیں اسلام نے تو اتنا ایمفسائز کیا ہے کہ جو ایک دنیاوی حاجت مسلمان کی پوری کر دے whoever fulfill one need of a physical need maybe a person wants to write a letter or wants a sip of water a morsel of food or have another kind of need and Islam has laid so much emphasis on that even that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised lots of reward for that person. That is mentioned in one of the riwayat from the companion Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, more reward than 10 years of i'tikaf. Ki kisi musliman ki hajat puri kar dena. Ye dunyavi hajat puri kar dena. So the point I am trying to emphasize, aap tasbih leke مسجد میں بیٹھ جائیں جنگل میں چلے جائیں تو جتنی میں عبادت آپ کریں گے دیر ول بی اے لمٹ ٹو اٹ 10 سال کی عبادت کریں گے 20 سال کریں گے 30 سال کریں گے لیکن یہ جو بندہ دن میں مسلمانوں کی حاجت پوری کرتا ہے تو اس کو کتنا ثواب مل گیا بیٹھے بیٹھے You might think that you it is the best way for you to grow to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this or you are very honorable and very beloved in the sight of Allah, but it might not be the case from the view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their own way, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to be pleased how He has specified and sent messages to the messenger. Many people, all mushrikeen, they finally, if you ask them, they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the associated partner, someone is saying that this person will go take me near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This idol is more near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will sacrifice. I will worship this idol and this idol will pray for me. I will worship this person and this person will. So their ultimate aim is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are adopting the way which they think is right and which in fact is wrong. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So similarly, two stages. One is to purify yourself. And then to help the humanity, both outwardly and inwardly, with their physical and spiritual, from this world and from the hereafter to help them. Then you are resembling like the messenger. And you will get more closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that. Otherwise, angels are doing what you are doing if you are sitting in home. If you are purifying yourself, good for you. You might get in paradise. But that gnosis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the climax, which those people will have who have been serving and the humanity by following the footsteps of the Anbiya alayhi salam, you will be deprived of that. There will be a difference in your paradise and that person's paradise, as is the difference between this life, this earth, and the lowest kind of paradise. Isse bhi zyada fark ho sakta hai. So do not get or be trapped into what you are doing, this spiritual course or tasawwuf ihsan. Ye isliye hai so that you become able to serve the humanity. If you yourself are evil in yourself, how will you then serve? And how will you, because whatever you will do will also be contaminated with lot of spiritual evils. وہ تو ہے اس وقت پھر جو ہے یہ نکل میں یہ اس لیے ہے تو جو لوگ جن کی اصلاح نہیں ہوتی وہ دیٹ از وائی ان دا مکی زندگی دا انبیاء دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ورکڈ آن دی کمپینینز ایز سچ خلافت واز ناٹ اسٹیبلشڈ ایٹ ایز سچ وین اٹ واز ڈن ان مدینہ بیکاز دے ور بینگ اسٹیبلشڈ اسپریچولی physically and there was a spiritual and training for them. They are getting ready and prepared. Just one thing I will say to you. The person who says that he is most in love with Allah and His Messenger, and he is in love with Islam, and he likes Islam, and he abhors and condemns the people who are working against Islam. And he would like Islamic government or Islamic caliphate or the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be implemented on this earth. Me and you, probably I am talking about myself, you will be better than me. That I myself, if I am assigned the khilafat of the earth, earthly life, if I am assigned the khilafat of any part of the world, what can I expect from myself? The khalif is like a protector of the public, Muslims and non-Muslims, their welfare, spiritual well-being, physical well-being, and material, their honor, wealth, his protector. Ab main hoon, there are a lot of creation of Allah's mother outside. Kitni meri behne hain, maaye hain, other women outside, non-Muslim or Muslim. Main apni aankh ki hifazat nahi karta, unse buri nigaah se dekhta hoon. I look at them with an evil eye or lustful desire. I do not control myself, and I have this spiritual disease. تو اب آپ سوچیں کہ جب مجھے خلافت ملے گی تو میں نے تو پوری امت کی اور پوری دا اول آف دا ارتھ اور اول آف دا لینڈ کی ماؤں بہنوں کی عزت کی حفاظت کرنی ہے. تو ناؤ اف مائی ایٹیٹیوڈ از دس, ابھی کچھ نہیں ہے, تو جب مجھے ملے گی تو جو میں تباہی مچاؤں گا اور لوگوں کی عزتوں سے کھیلوں گا, مان کرنا دماغ. تو اس لیے پہلے جو ہے یہ سب اصلاح کرائی جاتی ہے, سال دو سال جتنی بھی مدت کسی کو لگ جائے, تاکہ وین ایور دس پرسن دس سائن اے ڈیوٹی ان دا اسپرچل ورلڈ ہی بیکمس فرام دی اہل دیوان اور فرام دی فزیکل ورلڈ ہی کوئی ظاہری کوئی اس کو ڈیوٹی ملتی ہے پبلک کی سروس کرنے کے لیے, ٹو سرو دا پبلک ان جنرل, سو دیٹ پرسن کین ڈو اٹ اے بیٹر وے اینڈ ہی ڈز ناٹ ارن ہیلپ فائر فار ہم سیلف. تو میں نے تو ساری مخلوق اور جتنی عورتیں مائیں بہنیں ہیں انڈر دی رین آف خلافہ ان کی عزت کی فرض کرنی, سو دیٹ نو ون ایلس ایکچولی انفرنجز دیئر رائٹ اور ایکچولی از دیئر آنر, نو ون ایلس کیپس اور لکس ٹوارڈز دیم ود لسٹفل ڈیزائر. ایون نان مسلم نان مسلم ویمن اینڈ گرل, دیئر آنر ول بی پروٹیکٹڈ ایز سچ. So now if I am in this situation, I have nothing, to main raste mein apni musliman auraton ki taraf bhi dekh raha hoon with lustful desire, gairon ki bhi looking at non-Muslims as well. So one, I'm just giving you one just example, that if I am assigned a duty and I am put, I have in under my custody all the women and men, and so then my nafs will misuse this authority. That is why they say people keep, this is not my topic today, inshallah, I will discuss something. People keep mistresses here. Mistress wo hoti hai. One is wife and one is, because wife is always going housework, etc. and person, and some people, they have money and they want to keep an extra, not a partner for life, they don't want to give them honor of marriage, but a mistress means actually just for talking and going out in restaurants and being in the romantic mode, etc. So wo log, people who are well off, they have some extra money, they do that. Ab jo unki gini ke paas nahi hai, mere paas nahi hai, paise nahi hai, apne khane ke liye. I have no money to actually go out myself. So main kya karun? Then people do, what they do is fantasize. Those people who cannot get what they want in the outside world, phir wo apne khyalon mein jo hai apni jannat banate hain, and whatever they desire, they in the world of thoughts they reconstruct an environment, romantic environment, etc., and select whatever they want. To ye cheez ye batati hai ki in logon ko agar kuch mil jaye, if they get something, one, two, or khilafat or kuch bhi, to ye kya karenge? That is why someone said very wisely, fantasy is a poor man's mistress. خیالوں میں گناہ کرنا, کسی عورت کے ساتھ کوئی تعلق نہ دکھانا, انہوں نے کہا کہ یہ امیر بندہ ہے, وہ تو in reality because he can fulfill his desire outside wherever he goes, etc. اب غریب ہے نئی طرح, وہ کیا کرے؟ تو وہ اس کے لیے کہتے ہیں فینٹسی جو ہے یہ اس کی مسٹرس ہے, وہ غریب ہے, وہ اس نے تو یہی کرنا ہے. تو مطلب میری بات کرنے کا یہ ہے کہ to emphasize both sides and not to let you dwindle on this side or on this side, کہ اپنی اصلاح بھی ضروری ہے, جس کو تصوف, پیوریفیکیشن, تزکیہ, whichever name you give, it means to illuminate not your outer self but your inner self as well with Quran and Sunnah. That's all. The qualities, the positive traits mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah, to adopt them, and vices, opposite those evil traits, to eliminate them. That is all what's required. All other things are means to how to reach that state. But you should not limit your vision to only that. It should also, you should know that this is only preparation I am making, but the real job which I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me tawfiq and enable me, is coming up now when I will get ready. Ye to tiyari ho rahi hai apne aap se maar rahi hai. To iska jo hai bahut khayal rakhe, aur is niyat se hi apna rakhe ki main Allah par maan, tu minuna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, you are best amongst the creation, and you have, because you enjoin good, you command good, and you want good to prevail. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you forbid evil, you want evil to be stopped. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and you believe in Allah. Imagine, believing on Allah is mentioned after one of the opinion is only to emphasize, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to emphasize ke, how important it is amar bil maruf wa nahi anil munkar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, the iman is mentioned after. But prerequisite of that is, that is why most of the prophets announced their prophethood at a later age in their lives. Because they were also being given physical and spiritual training by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, because this is primarily the duty of the prophets and anbiya alayhi salam, to is ummat ki bhi ye duty hai, kyunki Allah ne khas ye mention kar diya. And it is not sufficient to purify yourself only, but also to try to work and put your effort and your abilities, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, wealth, time, for the betterment of others as well, for the welfare of others. And I have mentioned ki physical needs ka itna darja hai ki agar ek Bani Israel ki ek prostitute ne kutte ko pani pilaya to wo jannat mein chali gayi hai. Aap andaaza lagaiye, to fulfill a physical need of an animal is such a superior thing. To ab jo banda kisi ko neki ki baat batlayega, who will fulfill their spiritual need and will be wishing so that they enter paradise, to uska phir kitna ajr milega andaaza nahi banda kar sakta. Lekin uske liye ikhlas zaruri hai. There are some other things which are necessary. To uske liye phir ye pehle tazkiya kiya jata hai, purification, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always mentioned this in the Quran, wherever say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum. O believers, O who have believed, save yourself first. Wa ahlikum, then your ahlu ayyad and family. And in a hadith, hadith of Qudsi, the nearest meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-halqu ayyad Allah, that the, all the creation is like family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has created, means it is a His creation. And the most loved, beloved of Allah is who benefits most the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means, yes, you can be the least beloved if you just fulfill your own needs. Aap khud hi khate hain, gareeb bhooka maar raha hai. Aapka padosi bhooka hai, aap khud kha rahe hain. Theek hai, you have fulfilled your right of your love. But if you do not fulfill the right of your neighbor and other person, the needy person, it is difficult to achieve whatsoever you the desire from the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ye aapke zehen mein hi agar there should be a vision, pehle ye humne is stage pe pahunchna hai. This is not your target, to purify yourself, to at least minimum few level, do not. And then secondly, to propagate the message, then you will be resembling Rasulullah. Otherwise, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a messenger, was a nabi. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam filled the right of the nabi even before the creation of Adam alayhi salam. Wo to wahan la ke ibadat kar rahe the, unko Allah ki ibadat and other person ki marfat bhi hasil thi. But yahan duniya mein kyun bheja gaya unko? Agar ibadat hi karni hai Allah ki marfat, Allah pak ka kaun the needy person, to duniya mein kyun bheja gaya? پھر اس لیے ان کی بہت بڑی فضیلت بھی ہے. اب رسول بن جائے ڈیفیکلٹ ہو اچھا نبی, وہاں نبی ہوتا ہے آدم اربا میں, یہاں کے رسول بھی بن جاتا ہے کیونکہ میسج کو آئے گا تو رسول بنے گا. وین ہی ول ریلے دا میسج دین ہی کم میسنجر, وہ رسول بنتا ہے کیونکہ میسج کنوے کرتا ہے. اینجل عبادت کر رہے ہیں, تو آپ کو جو مجھے لمیٹڈ ٹائم کے لیے اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ ہے گیون اس, تو یہ اپنا پارٹ کور کریں, فرسٹلی یور اون سیلف, سو دیٹ دین یو آر اسائنڈ اے ڈیوٹی آف ریلیجیس ورلڈلی ان میٹرز آف دین ایٹسیٹرا, سو یو رائٹلی اینڈ فلفل دیٹ. تو یہ اپنے ذہن میں یاد رکھے دوسرا, اینڈ ان شاء اللہ بیکاز آف دیٹ یو آر اٹ ول دی ایفرٹس وچ یو ول میک فار ادرز فار دی پلیئر آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, that those will reflect on your soul as well. You will get spiritual progress and advancement and development very rapidly. So one thing mentioning today will be the point of understanding the human nature from which the mistakes sprang. Understanding human nature. You want to correct someone, at least you can understand the human nature of different people. Just give you one of you. So this means that there are some mistakes or lackness or shortcoming which can never be fully eradicated, fully eliminated in some people. It is possible to minimize, reduce them. But if you go to extremes on dealing with them, they can backfire. So, for example, we mentioned one hadith of a Muslim narrated by from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, women was created from a rib and she will not behave consistently towards you. If you enjoy her company, then enjoy it despite her crookedness. If you try to straighten her, you will break her, and her breaking is her divorce. Now, Rasulullah has mentioned one thing regarding one part of humanity, women. Is that their nature, example, a rib. A rib is bent, which means that to straighten, Prophet said, you will break it. If you want to enjoy her company, then enjoy it despite her crookedness. Which means she will not behave consistent towards me. She will not become or adopt in such a behavior, such an attitude which is perfectly matches your expectation. There will be some matters of administration in the home, other things which she will have some weaknesses. But what it means is that be kind to women, ki unki tarbiyat jo hai wo narmi se karni, ye matlab hai iska. Ye nahi ki wo unke kehna nahi, that you should not admonish them and you should not counsel them, and even if they are doing sin, you should not say that they are crooked or ready to let them do whatever they want. Nahi, matlab ye hai iska, the approach should be adopted which is a subtle, with tenderness, narmi se, with clemency, narmi se tarbiyat, aisa aisa karne lagi. And there are a lot of examples in Rasulullah's life. Because Rasulullah had more than 10 wives, so there were a lot of examples. Someone wants to study, he should study the chapters where Rasulullah dealing with his wife and the mother of believers are mentioned, and he will understand. And one Buzurg saintly person said that if the rib, once try to straighten it, it will break, the rib will break. Now many people do not pay heed to this advice of Rasulullah and try their own, their own way, their own intellect, own intelligence. He said, yes, Rasulullah said that correctly, but I think I can deal with this woman. I know, I will do it in my own way. So go, apna try karte. But unfortunately, badly people fail. Because Rasulullah's knowledge is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of women and men and everyone. And whoever they do understand the most, who what is their nature. So jo log apne try karte hain, being too harsh with them and adopting their own ways, they break, their relationship is break. And one Buzurg said that the rib is bent, and if you straighten it, will break. If the relationship has broken down with your wife, then you want to come together again. He said that if you even reconnect those ribs, join those ribs, that two pieces of the one rib again it will be joined, but it will be bent again. یہ نہیں ہو سکتا کہ یو ہیو بروکن اٹ اینڈ دین اٹ ول بی اسٹریٹ. اسٹل اف یو ول جوائن دیم ٹوگیدر دا شیپ ول ریمین دا سیم. سو اٹ از بیٹر ٹو ڈس ریگارڈ اینڈ ٹرن اے بلائنڈ آئی فرام سم آف دی میٹرز آف ایڈمنسٹریشن سم آف دی شارٹ کمنگس. But this should not mean that there should be any clemency regarding the matters of deen. One should strongly emphasize in a better way to them. So whoever will insist putting them right according to his expectation will fail and will not benefit from them. تو اس طرح نیچر چکا عورتوں کے ساتھ اس طرح کا دین دیر آر چلڈرن ان کا ایک ڈفرنٹ لیول ہے نیچر از ڈفرنٹ آر ڈفرنٹ ایج اولڈ پیپل وین دے گیٹ دے ہیو اے ڈفرنٹ نیچر اے پرسن ہو از ایڈکٹڈ ٹو ڈرگ ہی ہیز ڈیولپڈ اے ڈفرنٹ نیچر وچ از ناٹ ہی از ناٹ اے نارمل پرسن ناؤ اے پرسن ہو از ایٹ کالج یونیورسٹی he although he is a human being and he is normal but he has developed a sense of nature to understand what kind of environment this person lives in what kind of nature he has developed and according to that this person should be counseled. Secondly the making distinction between mistakes that transgress the limits of Islam and mistakes that only affect you personally. For example, so if a person claims that he loves Islam more, he should become more angry than if he himself is insulted when Islam is insulted in somehow. Things are said, being said against Islam. He should feel more if someone is swearing to his mother and father and him, because his God is now being accused. تو کوئی کہتا ہے میرا خدا خدا تو بہت بلند چیز ہے اللہ یو آر سینگ دس ٹو مائی گاڈ ماں کو نہیں بہن کو نہیں والد کو نہیں ناٹ ٹو یور اون سیلف بٹ یور گاڈ سم ون ایکسکیوز اسلام دے ہوں سو اٹ شوڈ ناٹ بی دیر شوڈ بی نو ٹینڈرنس اینڈ نو کلیمنسی اینڈ نو کمپلیسنسی بٹ اٹ از دا اپوزٹ وین اٹس یور پرسنل لائف. When anyone personally insults you, then Islam lays emphasis that one should forgive that person. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam often used to forgive those who made mistakes in their interaction with him, especially the Bedouins and the other people who were at that time who did not know Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very tender attitude and behavior, soft attitude with them. One of the hadiths we just read, that a Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, Hazrat Anas bin Malik, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says that I was walking with the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was wearing an ajrani cloak. A cloak, is tarah humne paya, for example, a robe, a type of cloak, with a stiff collar. The collar had a stiff collar. A Bedouin approached him, grabbing his cloak in such a manner that the collar left a mark on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam neck, left neck, and said, "O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me some of the wealth of Allah that you have." اب اس کا خیال تھا کہ یہ اللہ کا نبی ہے تو اللہ تعالیٰ نے بہت ساری چیزیں دی ہوں گی ان کو, تو پتہ نہیں بہت ٹرائیل سے کرنا رکھے ہوئے سمپل پرسن اس نے تھا بٹ اللہ سے مطلب کہ میسنجر آف اللہ گیو می وٹ ایور ویلتھ اللہ تعالیٰ گیو می. ویری ہارش وے ٹو اپروچ سم ون, ویری ہارش وے ٹو اپروچ دا میسنجر آف اللہ کمپانیئن آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Hazrat Anas bin Malik said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Rasul turned to him when he pulled his cloak, he turned to him and smiled, then ordered that he should be given something. Fir aapne hukm farmaya ke isko kuch cheez de do. Lekin, if there, the mistake or the sin had to do with religion of Islam, the deen of Islam, then Prophet ﷺ became so angry that no one can become so angry as Prophet ﷺ was angry. Because, no, I have never seen a person who can be said that by like companion said that when a matter of deen arose and something was said against the deen, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah's face turned red completely. Like a blood-like color. So, but Prophet also had that immense control over himself. So he made a clear distinction between dealing. So that is why you will find in the life of Sufi Ikram that they always adopt the way that anyone behaves immorally, ill will against them, personal level, they do not completely ward off them. But if matter of deen arises where Islam demands for you to stand up, then there should be no softness. Fir wahan marmi nahi. And also, which is a very obvious thing, that this Islam ne distinct kiya hai between major and minor sin, you should also adopt and your approach and your method and your way should reflect that, that if you are stopping someone from a major sin or someone is committing minor sin. One hadith where Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala mentioned also indicates that a person who has a track record of good deeds and good amal, that most 99% he is good. And if he does a mistake, he should also be approached in a different way. He should be corrected in a different way than a person who has a track record who is habitual to do wrong things and bad things all the time. So, jo zyada achhi cheeze karta hai, usko kya tarika hai? Many, there are different ways. One of this hadith will show to you. I will just, is a hadith mentioned in, as Imam Abu Dawud mentioned in his book of hadith, in his Sunan. Hazrat Asma bint Abi Bakr say, this is daughter of Rasulullah, younger than Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. We went out with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as pilgrims, jaise haj karne jaate hain. Yani haj karne ke liye, umrah karne ke liye. And when we reached, I reached the Messenger of a place near in the way, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped to rest. So, aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aram ke liye thehre hue. And we stopped with him. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha sat beside the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mother of the believers. And I sat beside my father. So, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is sitting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting, Hazrat Aisha is sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Asma bin Abu Bakr is sitting with her father, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. The riding animal or the beast shared by Hazrat Abu Bakr and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with a slave belonging to Abu Bakr. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, were riding on one animal, turn by turn or at once. And that animal, that beast, was with one of the slaves of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. So he was looking after the animal during the day. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu sat down waiting for him to catch up. So ye baithe, we are, he comes, and we will get up and ride the animal. And when he caught up, the camel was not with him. So jab wo aaya, when he came, when he saw, after they were already waiting, ke bhai wo aa raha hai janwar leke, ghoda leke ya camel, like he's coming with camel. And when he came after waiting long time, he was alone. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, where is the camel? Oont kidhar gaya hai? The slave answered, I lost it yesterday. Kal raat ko jo wo to gum ho gaya, bhag gaya kahin. I lost it. Aap soche khud ki abhi how important was that camel, ke abhi long journey, distant journey to Makkah, to Mukarramah, from Madinah to Munawwarah. Some on the camel, and it more over actually, it was the camel where Rasulullah also rode on, and it was, so Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was very much more than not for himself, but was worried that this person has lost, and now Rasulullah has to go by foot. He said, I lost it yesterday. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said, one camel and you lost it. Which meant that if there are more than 2-3 then you were holding one, the other two went away, and it was one, and you lost that as well. What were you doing? And admonished him, said a few words, and started to hit him as well. He killed him. What did you do? When a person is in journey, there is a lot of pressure on a person. Similarly, when there is no convince left, okay, then Rasulullah has to suffer on that person. While he looked at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and said, look at what this Muhrim, a person who is in the state of Ihram, who have been Ihram, that Muhrim, Muharram is doing. So Prophet said, look about this person in Ihram, what he is doing, and smile. It is further narrated, the Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not do any more than saying, look at what this man is doing, and smile. That's all. And the Tawbah Sri radiallahu ta'ala understood what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means, and what he wants and what he is doing, whether he likes it or not or whatever. So this means, a person who is your friend, in your company, who is mostly nice person and have a good track record, and if he somehow, sometime, does mistake and think, you should deal or approach or counsel him in a different way, because he already understands, it just needs to be indicated and pointed out, and then he will. And secondly, can you see that this matter which I was saying, this is personal matter, it is not a matter of deen now, how Rasulullah said that one should, in a way, through Abu Bakr Siddiq, that this is, that forgive him, do not do this. Although the slave had done a mistake, or maybe he Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiya ta'ala do not know Rasulullah, he had not done a mistake, the camel ran off by itself, and he was coming here and there, whatever happened, because this was a personal matter of administration, matter of just the journey, it was not matter of deen. So even Rasulullah emphasized on Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiya ta'ala that forgive him, this is not very deen. So a person who makes mistakes repeatedly, he is always classed him in different category, and one who is making mistakes for the first time, he also should be seen differently. And especially paying attention to cases where a person's adherence to Islam may not be strong and his heart needs to be open for the religion of Islam. So try not to be harsh with him. Like for example, in this case, maybe that person was a new Muslim, that slave, or was not a Muslim. So if he is looked at, he will think that Islam has, what type of religion it is. No non-Muslim sees your faith in your heart. Kisi ko dil to nahi nazar aa raha. What he sees about Islam is your physical behavior. your moral behavior or immoral behavior, your good behavior or bad behavior. That is very evil, that is wrong. If he sees you, and he will not go and look up in the Quran, what Quran has said about this, and this Muslim is doing wrong. Everyone does not have such knowledge. So it is a danger that you are giving a wrong message to him, that Islam is. So try to be adopted. Either you are working or studying, you are walking or you are in the market, that you are representative of Islam. You are representative of the religion of Islam. You are not normal. You are not personal level going here. If your home is sitting in your room, yes, okay, this is different matter. But when you are outside, especially, we have even more duty on us. We are not living in amongst Muslims. So Bangladesh, Pakistan, at least there are Muslims around you, most of them. But here you are living in non-Muslim. All the time they are looking at you. So in whichever way you can. This is also a way of propagating Islam. Islam is propagation is not only that you say believe in Allah or religion. Firstly, to go near them, let them come near you, or adopt such behavior and deal in such a way with them that they like your dealing. And then they will ask that, who taught you this? And then you will say Islam. Then you say, oh, Islam is so good, these things. And if you do not adopt this way, but you adopt bad approach, bad behavior, they will not look into the heart. But when they will ask them, who is this Muslim, and they will say, all Muslims, or most of them, are like this. And you will be putting hindrances and obstacles for a person, for other people to come into Islam. So when you are outside, especially when you are dealing, and you are on the road, to mukammal taur par ehtiyat kar, nazron ki hifazat kar. اب جس غیر مسلم لڑکی کی طرف آپ دیکھ رہے ہیں لسٹفل ڈیزائر سے یہ لوکنگ ہر وومن تو یا اپنے وہ کیا سوچے گی کہ بھئی یہ مسلمان ہے یہ اسلام نے یہ تعلیم دی ہے یہ بھی ناقین کیا کر دیں اسلام حاصل کہ جس کے پاس اتنی بڑی دولت ہونے کے باوجود ہی سچ اے ٹریجر ہی تھنکس ان ہز ہارٹ آف اسلام وچ از مور پریشیس دین ہیون اینڈ ارتھ اینڈ اسٹل ہی از لوکنگ لائک اے تھرسٹی کراؤڈ فور می تو کیا کرے اس طرح پیسے پہنچے گا. بٹ آن دی ادر ہینڈ وین دی کمپینیئنز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم انویڈڈ اے کنٹری پروبلی فار سیریا کرسچین موسٹ لیو دیئر اینڈ وین دے بیکیم وکٹوریس دے اڈاپٹڈ اے ٹیکنیک دی کرسچینز دیئر اینڈ دے سیڈ دیٹ وی ول ٹیک آر دیز پیپل ریئلی people of God, or are they just invading for just extending their country and extending their lands and borders, or are they doing it for really for God, or what type of people they are? So in their city, they had a large city, like for example Damascus. In all shops, they said to the men to they removed the men and the males from there, and they let us ask the females, beautiful women and girls with makeup, nice and glittering clothing, to sit there on both sides of the where the main city, the road where they will pass, the army will pass. And it is a bazaar, it is a market. The leader of the commander of the army picked up this message. تو ان کو پتا چلا کہ یہ ہے دیٹ فلانی سم ہاؤ ہی از ان سائڈ ویژن. تو اس نے پھر کہا ٹو دا آرمی گیو دا کمانڈ ہی ریڈ دی ورس آف قران اور بلنگ شیتا رہی اور کل للمومنین یغضوا من ابصارهم تو مائی بیلوڈ میسنجر سے ٹو دا بلیور لوور دیئر گیزز. When he did give this command, all the army, thousands and thousands of people, woke from all those, besides those women were sitting on both sides with nice clothes. Not even one person from the army. And he looked up at any woman. So, iski barkat se, wo sare musliman ho. Tilwar se musliman nahi hue. They did not, they still had a right to live as a Christian under the Islamic rule. بہادری سے, with bravery and courage سے وہ نہیں مسلمان ہوئے. with this behavior, with this attitude, with this their moral and modesty, wo iske itna asar kiya ke haan ye musalman ye sahi hai ye Allah ke bande. And in those times, people trusted so much. The people are looking at the, because they have been looking at the companion and the student of companion, that whenever they wanted to go on, whenever any Jew or any Christian living amongst Muslim used to go on a journey, they used to put their children, their, let's say, their sisters, their daughter in custody of Muslim people. اپنی جوان بہنیں اور یعنی اپنی مائیں اپنی بیویاں مسلمانوں کے گھر چھوڑ کے جاتے ہیں, یہودی بھی اور عیسائی بھی, اتنا وہ یہ عیسائی لوگ مسلمان اتنا. پھر ایک گھر چھوڑ کے گیا ایک یہودی, ون جو ممبر آف جوئش کمیونٹی, اپنی بیٹی چھوڑ کے گیا ایک مسلمان کے گھر. اینڈ وین ہی کیم بیک تو And he said, there were many women in there. Can you call my daughter? I have been back after so many months. Can you call my daughter so that I can take it? So he said, I can't call her. What is her name? So he said, so many months have passed, she is living, and you do not even know her, recognize her. He said, I have not seen her. I will tell someone quickly. You tell the name and then because there are many women sitting amongst from the Jewish community, from the Christian, from the others as well. So I didn't recognize her. So she was staying in his car for so many months. So this way, Islam or the person Allah has given to the person who gets it. تو میں نے جو پہلے بات آپ کہی کہ وہ لوگ جو کہتے ہیں خلافت ہونی چاہیے, مجھے خلافت مل جائے تو مجھے خلافت ملے, میں اپنی نظروں کی حفاظت ابھی نہیں کر رہا تو مجھے جب ملے گی when everything is under my custody and I will be the king or ruler or یعنی خلیفہ تو میں I will miss you lot of those things. So a person's adherence to Islam, if it's weak, sinful person, in your family, if a Muslim is outside, the sinful is then, for them, compared to some people, his adherence to Islam is weak, then a person who is devoted to Islam and praying, so he should be, he is more deserved to a better behavior, better dealing with him, and do not deal with him in such a way that he is your enemy. So similarly now, coming to one or two hadiths of rebuking youngsters, counseling, correcting young children in a manner which is appropriate to their age. A hadith related by Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi in his Sahih. He said that once Imam Hassan ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, Hassan, Imam Hassan, this is son of Hazrat Ali, was a young age. Child, took one of the dates that had been given in charity and put it in his mouth. Because charity was not allowed for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family, and it's not allowed now. Wo zakat nahi de sakte, sadqa nahi de sakte. The people who are from the descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they cannot. So if they are poor, they should be given a gift. And it is a great virtue to serve them and to respect them and to honor them. Beshak wo gunagar bhi hain. That is their matter between Allah. But for you, that they are attributed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is established. You should respect them, give them due respect from that point of view. Isi tarah bahut se mashayikh ka karna, many of the awliya Allah, they respected the sons of their sheikh or their teacher very highly, although they were very poor, many of them were sinful, but they never looked at that they are sinful, he does not have a beard, he kar raha. If it was a son of his teacher, his sheikh, to wo unko bhi bahut izzat ka ehtram karte and used to offer their own seat to them and sat very respectfully toward them, but that they are honoring the teacher. Not looking at that person and his personal behavior, but honoring their teacher. It comes in that one of the Buzurg. He was such a great Muhaddith or scholar of Hadith that many of the great scholars of that time were from around the Muslim world were sitting, and he was giving the Dars of Hadith. And during his Dars of Hadith, he stood up and sat down again, and then stood up again after some time, then sat again, then stood up again, three times. After people, his students asked, "Why were you standing again and again?" He said that some of the children who were playing beside us, one of them is the son of my sheikh. And they were playing, and sometimes they were playing with a ball or whatever, running around, they came near. So it was out of his respect of my sheikh, my karawal. Isliye logon ki barkat, unke ilm mein barkat, unki zindagi mein barkat, unke deen mein barkat. So Imam Hassan رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ took a date by a little child and put in his mouth. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said in Persian, kikh, kikh, it is a Persian word. Do you not know that we do not eat the sadqa, things given in charity? So Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم adopted a way that is suitable for the child's age, etc. That's what was meant to be. At-Tabarani rahimahullah reported from Zainab bint Abi Salma that she entered upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam home whilst he was performing ghusl. So she was a very young, small girl, little girl, choti si ladki thi bilkul. To kehti hain, to farmati hain ki she entered upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam home while he was performing ghusl. Wo ghusl kar rahe the to ye karna chali gayi without knocking the door or letting him know. He took a handful of water and threw towards her face saying, "Go away, foolish girl." This is very nice. Baap Allah sallam ne usse bachchi se farmaya, usko ye bataya ki bhai chali jao. To ye badon ke saath Baap Allah sallam is tarah nahi, choton ke saath kiya. So this very important point is here is that a child's mistakes should not be disregarded, that they are children, this is youth, ye bachche hain, ye isi tarah karte hain, bade hokar khud theek ho jayenge, they will actually be changed when they are, I don't know. The method should be changed, how to correct them, how to rebuke them, that should be changed, but mistakes should not, because those mistakes, small mistakes will change and transform into big mistakes and big sins when they will get older. So the first hadith shows how a child is taught to fear Allah and restrain himself, that we do not eat sadqah. And the second shows how to seek permission. So Rasulullah sallam also gave a message and also actually taught that something is there. From satr, that one should not, so all their life they will remain like this. One person living in a village near us was, he committed a great sin, or you can say a robbery somewhere, and he was sentenced for death because the person was killed in that robbery. And his mother came to visit him in the jail, in the prison, last visit, because he was to be hanged after some time. So when the mother hugged him and embraced him, he very strongly cut the ear of her mother from a part of ear. He bit her ear so hard that half of the ear was torn away. Teared the ear of her mother. So wo jo udhar log لوگ جو ساتھ گئے تھے تو انہوں نے کہا بھائی یہ تم کیا کر رہے ہوتے ہو, آخری ملاقات ہے تمہاری, دس از دا لاسٹ میٹنگ آف یور مدر, اینڈ وائی ہیو یو ڈن دس, وی ڈونٹ ہیو یو لاسٹ یور مائنڈ اور انسین اور واٹ ایور واٹس ہیپنڈ. ہی سیڈ دیٹ آئی ڈیڈ دس بیکاز فرسٹ ٹائم وین آئی واز چائلڈ آئی اسٹول اے ایگ, and when I got that egg, me and my mother both ate that egg. One day khaye the, and if she had rebuked me, And if he had told me not to do it that time, and I wouldn't have actually reached this, that I progressed so much in this stealing and robbery that today I am destined for hanging and death penalty. So, hum, ye hota hai ki bachcho ko nazarandaz nahi karna chahiye. Yes, softly, sometimes a little bit harshly, depending on the situation, to karna chahiye. Another story of a young boy called Umar ibn Abi Salma, related by Imam Bukhari in his Sahih. He said, he was also a young boy. He said, I was a young boy under the care of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was under care, custody, and under the care of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was not related as such, but as a servant was living in that. And when we used to eat, when they used to eat with Rasulullah and food came, because he was a member of their family as such. And he said, my hand used to wander all over the plate at meal time. Jaise bachche hote hain, wahan se bhi kha raha hai, wahan se bhi kha raha hai. Ab to bade bade bhi khate hain. But actually at that time, he was a young person. Rasulullah said to me once, because he was living permanently with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there was one sort of bite and one can just be patient, but because he was under the care and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was responsible for his tarbiyat and training, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, "O young boy, say Bismillah, eat with your right hand, and eat from what is directly in front of you." And this, Hazrat Abu Salma, Umar ibn Abi Salma says, a young boy, this remained my way of eating from that time on till my death. So, one thing which you could see from those words that, O young boy, say Bismillah, eat with your right hand, and eat from what is directly written. Educating children, the words are very short, brief and clear, which made it easy for the child to remember them and understand. And the effect of that remained on that boy's or child's heart in his lifetime. So, ye hai ye, matlab mukhtalif tareeke hain. But if you, inshallah, with this intention, if you read the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his seerah and his hadith, inshallah, you will learn more and more things from his blessed behavior and his morals and his guidance. Hai kitne badi hai namaz? Acha. ٹھیک ہے بس ابھی ہم یہیں ختم کرتے ہیں. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. کسی نے پوچھنی ہے کوئی بات؟ اینی تھنگ یو وانٹ ٹو کلیریفائی یو ڈیڈ ناٹ انڈرسٹینڈ بیکاز آفٹر آئی فنش دس لیسن آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو آسک ایچ آف یو مینی آف تھنگ اینڈ ہاؤ یو ہیو ایگزامپل فرام یور لائف ہاؤ یو آر یوزنگ دیم or do a role play with you, have you understood or not? We have time waste karne ke liye kitna idhar baithe. You are busy person, people studying, working. I am working person. I take a day or half a night off. There is no other purpose, no money, etc. Then to your time. Isiliye ki bhai din kimati banaya jaye waqt jo hai. And you learn these things. کچھ پوچھنی ہے بابا؟ اچھا ٹھیک ہے پھر نماز کی تیاری کریں.